part of what we're doing is making sure that classes stay relatively isolated so that they become their own homogeneous groups. And as we move outward, we have pods at the elementary or houses at the Gene Dillon School that are staying somewhat sequestered so they don't vector or interact and cross-contaminate each other's other pods, if you will. This will also help with contact tracing. If we have seating charts and people and students who stay in different pods in different groups, we can make sure that we're not cross-contaminating and making sure that contact tracing will be more simplified and more efficient if and when that happens when we have to do this contact tracing.